Thanks for joining us and supporting Vicky Doe Fitness. We ask for your continued support by becoming an It's All About Health and Fitness premium member. Go to www.vickydoefitness.com/join. Again, that's www.vickydoefitness.com/join and register for a $6 monthly subscription. And remember, keep listening, sharing, and checking us out.
The views and opinions expressed are for general informational purposes only. Consult with your physician or medical healthcare provider for medical advice, diagnosis, and/or treatment.
Today, we talk about healthy holiday planning, hashtag holiday hacks. The American Heart Association has recommended a holiday healthy eating guide with easy tips and recipes that will help you stay healthy as you celebrate. Joining us today is Allison Nguyen, an event planner and owner of The Winning Experience. Now make sure you check out our resources page on our website, www.vickydoefitness.com/resources. There you will find our most trusted tools you will need to succeed on your healthy living journey. And we want you to make sure that you check out Sunbasket. Now, Sunbasket is a healthy meal delivery service offering USDA approved organic and sustainable ingredients and easy recipes that can be delivered right to your door every week. We want you to go try out Sunbasket today because right now it's the holiday season and you will save during this healthy holiday sale that Sunbasket has going on. While you're there on that page, we want you to check out all of the other items and websites on that page. There's plenty of holiday sales and offers. We definitely want to thank you for your support. All this and more on It's All About Health and Fitness.
Welcome to It's All About Health and Fitness with Dr. Vicky Hayward Doe and Dr. Virginia Banks Bright. This program is brought to you by Vicky Doe Fitness, a multimedia health and wellness forum. Now here's your host, Vicky Doe and D. Banks Bright.
I'm Dr. Vicky Hayward Doe, and with me is the one and only Dr. Virginia D. Banks Bright.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
I am fine. It is snow and cold.
I know.
Oh, wow.
I had to call the man yesterday about plowing the driveway.
Oh, I know.
I said I was hoping not to make this phone call until the first of the year.
I know, and we almost made it.
We almost made
it. We almost made it because we had maybe one snow earlier, but it was
gone. We didn't need anybody to do anything, right?
Yeah, so it was hit and miss.
I just figured, let's just try to make it to January, then January, February, March. By March, we kind of like sort of.
We're in the clear.
Yeah,
we're in the clear.
In clear.
Yeah. But that's okay because I saw a lot of furs and thangs. Furs and faux furs and furs and thangs.
I know.
You know,
right?
That comes out, doesn't it?
That's what I got myself for Christmas, a faux fur.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. It's blue. And then I showed it to Mary and she goes, because there was like the silence on the other end of the phone. She didn't call me back or anything. And she goes, Mom, you ever heard of Cookie Monster? It's a blue fur. She was like, she goes, no, how about Smurf? I said, what are you trying to say?
Oh, that's so cute. But colors are in there.
The colors are in.
It's yeah, a, they
it's
have
a
the green.
Faux fur. Yeah, this is, it's about that kind of blue color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So something fun.
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah, that's to myself.
That's it.
Christmas gift
and sometimes we have to do that, don't
do
we?
You have to do it. You have to do it.
We definitely have to do it.
You have to do it.
Well, today we talk about healthy holiday planning. And the holiday season is definitely upon us, and we have plenty of celebration parties and events to attend. However, we here at Vicky Doe Fitness, we want to make sure that we help you make wise and healthy decisions when it comes to healthy eating, when you're doing your holiday eating, but also other things to keep in mind so that you can stay healthy during these holidays. And this show will be full of healthy tips so that you can keep on track with your healthy living agenda. But maybe you're planning and hosting a holiday party or event. We got you covered. Did you plan a party this time, Dee?
I did. You mean for Christmas?
Yeah.
No, because I'm going to go home to North Carolina and just have a very quiet dinner. No,
okay.
Because it just, you know, after the wedding and my mother's, partied out.
Yes, yes, yes.
You
I
forgot?
Understand.
Yeah.
Like you said, I overstand.
I overstand. Right. I hope you overstand planning parties for my mother and my daughter's wedding and then the reception. Remember that?
Yes.
Was in September.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've had three different major events, September, October, November.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's time to chill.
December,
right?
It's time to chill.
It's a me day.
That's why I got that faux fur.
That's it. And you're going to need
faux
it,
fur.
Too, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Well, even if you are planning or hosting a holiday party or event, we got you covered because today joining us is Allison Nguyen. She's an event planner and owner of The Winning Experience, which is an event planning company. Now, she will be giving us tips on the do's and don'ts of planning an event, but also she will help us have a healthy, fabulous holiday party. So we can't wait to hear from her. Now, I want you guys to make sure you don't forget to subscribe to this podcast show, Vicky Doe Fitness, on iTunes, and make sure you give us a review. We would definitely appreciate that. And then go to our website, www.vickydoefitness.com, and check out our blogs, our recipes, and important updates that will be coming soon at the beginning of the new year, 2018. But here's what I'm most excited about. I'm developing a list of tools and websites that I strongly recommend for success on your healthy living journey. And because I know that it can be a challenge to sustain a healthy lifestyle, it can be hard. You know, you got to find the right foods to eat, a healthy environment. You got to find the right information, but don't worry about it. We got you covered. You can come right here to Vicky Doe Fitness and listen because we try to make sure that we have the right information, right, Dee?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But sometimes, you know, you get frustrated, and so you throw in the towels and you go back to a more convenient, unhealthy way of doing things.
We won't let you do that.
No, we won't.
No, we can't let you slide back.
No, we can't. Mm-mm. And so that's why I want, when you feel like that, go to our resources page on our website, www.vickydoefitness.com/resources, and I have tested every recommendation on that page, and I've kept you in mind. And many of the resources listed there have helped me to stay consistent and helped me to be true to my healthy lifestyle, my healthy living lifestyle. So I want you to go check it out. But one of the items that we're going to talk about that's on the list is sunbasket. Now, when I was looking, you know, searching for a food, you know how they have these food services where you can go online and then you can check out the food service. Mm-hmm. They have several of those out there. Mm-hmm. And then they'll send you the, you've heard of them, Dee. They'll mm-hmm. send you the food, mm-hmm. the fresh fruit and food, and then you go ahead and cook it.
Right.
They have a recipe in there. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking and said, you know, what can I recommend? And I saw Sunbasket. And I tried it. Now, the reason why I like Sunbasket, because, you know, here on the show and on our website and when we go out in the community, we always talk about the importance of if you hear something that says organic or natural, that it is truly what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And it has to have that USDA certified seal on the product or food or what have you. And right. So that's what Sunbasket, it has that. It's a healthy meal delivery service, and it offers organic and sustainable ingredients. It also has easy recipes, and it can be delivered. All this can be delivered to your door weekly, monthly. Some people, they might want every day. It does that. And here's the key. You can choose from 12 healthy, delicious recipes each week. You can do the paleo if you want, the lean and clean. We like the lean and clean because that follows the DASH diet that we love here. You can do the gluten-free, vegetarian, or plan for your family. All those options you have, and they have delicious food, organic, sustainable ingredients, delicious 30-minute recipes with options for many healthy lifestyles, packaged in 100% recyclable. Mm-hmm. So you can't go wrong, right, Dee?
Right.
And the food is delicious.
I'm going to check it out myself.
Yes, I've tried it. And so I want you guys to make sure you go on our resources page. Press the link on that page for Sunbasket today. They have a lot of savings that are for the holidays. Make sure you go and make sure you check out all the other items that's listed on the page, because these are some of the tools that will help you to be successful on the healthy living journey. Now, when you click these links now, they are affiliate links on our resources page, and that will help you when you buy and go to these websites and get the services. You will be helping and supporting Vicky Doe Fitness. And so, as usual and as always, we definitely want to thank you. Thank you, right?
Thank you. Absolutely, thank you.
Thank you for supporting us for all that we do here at Vicky Doe Fitness. So make sure you go check it out. Now, like I said, welcome to Northeast Ohio. Cold, snow, whatever,
grief.
We got it. But I enjoyed the Lynx party,
Thank
the Christmas
you.
Party.
I'm glad you came. That was fun.
Yes, I got a chance to see. And that's why I love going, because I got a chance to see all my Lynx sisters and their families all gathered.
It was a good time. Everybody was very festive in their clothes and outfits and stuff. And the band was good. And we danced and danced.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah,
the food was delicious.
Food was very good.
Our friend
Lynx Lenora
shared that. She always
event.
Take care of the
she
event
does. Yeah,
yes, indeed.
Very good.
And
so they gave toys to children again.
That's the main reason why we do that, right?
Yeah, that's our signature program.
And then they had some type of tribute, remember, to Dr. Lolly?
Yes.
And Dr. Rodney Hill?
Yeah, because they were the main principals on a major study that came out of Mahoning County about infant mortality. Our county has one of the worst infant mortality rates in the state. And they came out with a big study and linked Lolly McDavid, my classmate from college, and connecting link Dr. Rodney Hill were major principals on that study. So I had to introduce them since they were among our midst.
Yes, they were. Yeah. And they've done outstanding things in the community.
Yeah, they really have.
Here in Northeast Ohio, especially with the high infant mortality rate that we have here.
Right.
You can go. Dr. Lolly McDavid, she came and talked more about that on our show here.
Yes.
So go back to episode number 40 and listen to our high infant mortality rate program that we talked about, that and some of the solutions and things that they're doing for that here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, she's a professor at Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, Cleveland Medical Center, University Hospital, Cleveland Medical Center, and head of their child advocacy program.
Mm-hmm. So kudos to
both
Dr.
of them.
McDavid and Dr. Hill. Yes, indeed. I am glad that the holidays are upon us. But what were you doing? You always doing something unique, Dee. What are you doing?
You mean coming up?
Coming up or past week?
Not too much. Next week, I decided to treat myself to go see an old favorite of mine, The Sound of Music.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to see The Sound of Music.
And where's that going to be?
It's going to be at Dior. And
okay.
I was debating, and I said, no, you know, I have loved The Sound of Music since it first came out in
the
60s.
And when is it? What's the date?
It's going to be on the 19th.
The 19th. Okay.
I'm really looking forward to it. And I was in Austria as a student back in the 60s, and went to the place where they filmed a lot of that movie. So it's always been really near and dear to me. I went to Austria in the summer of 65, and the movie came out that following fall.
Okay, wow.
And it was a Broadway show, so they're bringing, you know how Dior brings
stuff
through.
Yes, they do.
So I'm looking forward to that. And then I'm going to North Carolina to visit my mother and
see
my daughter and my newlywed daughter and her husband. And so it should be pretty fun. And then New Year's with some friends in Cleveland, my usual vagabond friends in Cleveland. So, yeah.
So, it's great to end the year with family.
It is.
And friends.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, we'll see, because I'm trying to take a sabbatical, but it's not working. A sabbatical from being the hostess of the mostest, but it's not working. People are going, what? But I will say this, I will be the MC on December the 22nd. I'll be the MC for a party that goes on every year here, and it's called Red Carpet Holiday Affair. And Priscilla Baldwin, she's planning this event, and I'm going to be the MC for the event.
But
it's a party with a purpose.
Excellent.
So she will be showcasing a lot of folks. And I will go into more detail. I will shoot out a Facebook Live to go in more detail about what's going to be happening there. But I'll be MCing that. And then I want to just be chilling.
I understand.
I want to be chilling.
Know, sometimes, like I said, after all the stuff that I've had, but sometimes it's just nice to just have quiet solitude.
Quiet
and
solitude.
And just meditate. And be thankful.
Be thankful.
We get so caught up and, you know, I was laughing about the first and stuff like that, but we have to be thankful that we're alive, that we're healthy.
Yes.
You know, so many things to be that we lose sight of this time of year because we're just all caught up, but we need to sit back and relax and chill and be thankful for those things that we have and blessed with all the people that we have around us that love
yes,
us.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
Yep.
So what is going on this week?
Up until the last second, everything. Last night, oh my God.
People getting dragged out and
stuff. Oh my goodness. I mean, up until the last second, just before the show, we were told that Youngstown's own Omarosa Manigault was leave go from her job in Washington, D.C. at the White House. We don't know all the details because stuff is coming fast and furious, but apparently she either resigned or was asked to leave by General Kelly, who's the
General
new
Kelly.
Person in the White House. So I heard it wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't pretty. I think people were screaming and
I think they were
saying all them words.
A few words were flying back and forth, and a few the report or a few vulgarities were here and there. And I said, well, you know. And she was escorted out from what these are all alleged things that are coming across. But that's the latest flash on the news.
So we'll be seeing.
Well, stay tuned. I'm sure TMZ
you know, there's
will
always,
have something on
tonight. I know, they will. And there's always something entertaining.
Always something very
to watch on TV.
Always. And then last night, Alabama came through with voting for, again, like this is not a political show, but they had the race with Judge Moore and Doug Jones, who was a former federal prosecutor, and Mr. Jones won over Judge Moore, who is in the news for allegations of women accusing him of sexual assault and being with young girls and so forth and so on. And Doug Jones pulled the rabbit out of the hat. They hadn't had a Democrat to go to the Senate from that state for over 20 years, and that was Senator Shelby, who got on the news Sunday and said he'd already voted and he wasn't going to vote for Judge Moore. Senator Shelby was voted in as a Democrat, and then he jumped ship and became Republican. So they now have a Democratic senator going to Congress, which kind of upsets the balance now.
Yes,
because,
it does.
You know, the votes now are going to be kind of dicey with stuff. And the interesting thing I think a lot of people need to know about Doug Jones, which didn't come out a lot during his campaign.
But it's important.
He was a federal prosecutor who helped to convict two guys who were involved with that Birmingham bombing where those little girls died in 1963.
Yeah.
It was 40 years later. About 40 years later that they finally brought those last two guys to justice. You know, that was really an important milestone in his career. And that wasn't brought up a lot. He didn't bring that up a lot.
Yes, but that was important.
But it was very important. African-American voters came out. And, you know, it just kind of goes to show, it kind of was like during the time of when President Obama came in, community organizing helped.
Yes, it does.
Boots on the ground.
Grassroots.
Help. Grassroots organizations work. They knock on doors. They do grids. They find out where people are. They get people out to vote. They galvanize. And then Charles Barkley, whom I don't always agree with.
I don't always agree, but he came on.
He came in strong.
Yes, he did. He came on strong.
So, you know, it was a very good night for those that wanted to see Mr. Jones go in, come into, Attorney Jones come into office and stuff. So, you know, it was a good thing for Alabama because, I mean, let's face it. Somebody said, as he said today, you know, I'm from Alabama. And, you know, unless you're talking about football, you're kind of like hesitating to say I'm from Alabama because there are all these stereotypes.
Yes.
You know, unless you're talking about, you know, Auburn or Alabama or the Crimson Tide or something right. like that, nobody wants to hear anything about Alabama. Mm-hmm. So it kind of like people just kind of like. Mm-hmm. I think if I lived there, it kind of like brought them into a positive light. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, and they do have a lot of work when it comes to the health disparities down
there,
though. Oh, my
gosh. It's some of the worst.
I know.
Some of the worst. HIV, AIDS, and
all that.
A lot of those, and hypertension, obesity,
all that.
Cardiovascular disease, and all of that.
But it comes with, you know, economics.
It does.
Right, and accessibility and all that.
It does.
So, but at least right now, there is a little glimpse of something.
A little glimpse, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I hope he goes there. And I just hope because it happens to so many politicians that now that you're in, now you just kind of like follow the whole the herd and you don't try to reach back and help your fellow Alabamians.
That's
the
it.
Right word.
That's it. But very interesting. History was made, right?
Yeah, history was made. Yeah.
Right. Now, the other story that I thought was interesting, and it just goes to how you got to be careful when you're dealing with social media, and that's the Keenan Jones story. And that's about this 11-year-old youngster. I guess he was being bullied.
Uh-huh.
And it was put on Facebook. It went viral. People came out and said, you know, movie stars, athletes, you know, famous NFL folks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, look. You are somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get upset. We have your back. You shouldn't be bullied.
Mm-hmm.
You are special.
Mm-hmm.
And just giving him encouragement and all that, which should be done. And yes, we are going to say this. Yeah, no one should be bullied, period.
Right.
But it's just something how stuff can change overnight.
It just went from loving Keaton to not liking Keaton so much.
I know.
And you know, when you throw stuff out, we were having this conversation when
you
yourself put, you know, anybody put stuff out on social media, you know, people are going to dig deep down to the nth degree of, like I used to, like Obama used to say, they went back and got my first grade papers to see what I wrote. You know, people are going to dig
deep. Yes, they
and
are.
And so they dug out some very, not very complimentary stuff about his mom and his dad. That, you know, the mother was holding up Confederate flags and was making some comments on Facebook, and the father allegedly is a white supremacist and so forth. So,
there's
a backstory.
It is always a backstory. And people were saying, which they probably shouldn't,
right?
But they were saying, well, no wonder the kid was getting bullied because he himself was, you know, allegedly calling folks names,
right,
and bullying other folks,
right,
based on what he's been learning at home.
Starts at home.
And we always say all this racism, sexism, all the isms
at home.
Starts at home because they have to learn.
You're not
it.
Born that way.
No, you got to learn
that
the stuff.
Stuff is learned.
Yes,
and
it
so,
is.
And she, I guess she put up a GoFundMe campaign and
all
this
getting
stuff
all this money.
And this money. And things just turn on a dime.
I know. Yes. Kudos to folks that will love him because we all love him.
I mean, nobody wants anybody to be bullied.
But at the same time, when I would admonish folks, when you are taking him out there and embracing him and taking him to the games and doing all the things that you are going to do because you know, you're talking about the importance of not being bullied.
Right.
We also have to make sure we need to tell the kid. We need to tell Keaton Jones.
You can't bully either.
You can't bully either. Right. And what your parents are saying
is wrong.
See, nobody's saying that.
Right. is wrong.
It's wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
So that was the story behind.
That's the story behind the story.
That was what. Was going on.
But we'll find out. But that's what's going on.
I'm sure more stuff is
coming
out.
But that's what's going on. Well, there was an attempted
another terrorist attack.
Yes, that's it. So a terrorist attack
at the Port Authority, where a lot of people go in and out every day. And I guess this guy had a bomb strapped around him, and he didn't die. Some people got injured and so forth. But it was just another one of those things where New Yorkers have to be resilient, because they just had a thing the other several weeks ago in the park where a guy came through with a truck and rolled people down and so forth and so on.
No.
It's just a little scary. I mean, I always get scared when I travel in cities that have subway systems. I mean, like when I'm in London now, I try not to travel around in the subway system.
I never.
New York, I try to stay out of those those places, because they're just sitting ducks for problems. But, you know, New Yorkers, the next day they show people at the Port Authority still
because they have to, you know,
they have to be resilient.
Yeah, and then they got to go to
work.
They got
to keep it moving. Yeah, because they don't drive to work. That's the way they get to work.
Right.
You know, public transportation.
Yeah, so. I know. So we definitely have to just say a prayer.
Yeah, that's all you can do. You can't let these people stop you.
Just say a prayer.
Mm-mm.
That's exactly it. And so, Dee, do you have any latest? We always ask what's the latest out there for.
So this is kind of new.
Infections, all that kind of stuff.
So there's a company called SIGA Technologies, a health security company specializing in the development and commercialization of solutions for serious unmet medical needs and bio threats. Today announced, and this was on December the 11th, the submission of a new drug application to the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, for the oral formulation of TPOXX, which is tecovirimat. TPOXX was developed to treat smallpox. So one might say, well, why? As well as other, the group of viruses are called orthopox viruses. Mm. Well, first of all, as we know, smallpox has been pretty much wiped out in the world. However, during the time of the 9/11 and after that, you know, there were all these threats with bioterrorism, with anthrax and smallpox and all of that getting out. And we know that, I haven't looked at this recently, two places still have smallpox vials, and I'm told. One is, the Army has one in, I can't remember the name of the place that they keep it, and the other one is Russia. And what they were worried about during the bioterrorism threats with anthrax and so forth was that somebody would get smallpox, they would inoculate somebody with smallpox, and that would be a bioterrorism threat. And because it spread so rapidly, you know, that person would enter the United States through Canada, and then we'd have a whole outbreak of smallpox. So there is no cure or treatment for smallpox, only the vaccine. And the vaccine has side effects. I mean, you and I got smallpox vaccines, right?
Yes.
So the advanced development of TPOXX has been funded by the U.S. government's Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA. Pursuant to a contract with BARDA, SIGA, the company, has successfully delivered 2 million courses of TPOXX to the Strategic National Stockpile. And we are very pleased to have achieved this important milestone in the development of TPOXX. If approved, TPOXX would be the first ever treatment for smallpox, said Dr. Phil Gomez, who's chief executive officer of SIGA Technologies. And based on extensive positive efficacy data in animal studies and human clinical safety data without any drug-related serious adverse events. So it seems like it's pretty safe to take.
Okay.
We believe that the NDA for oral TPOXX is well positioned for favorable expedited review by the FDA. And I was on the FDA, I think I told you, for about 3 years, which is very interesting, because a company will bring a product before the FDA panel, which I was on, and then the FDA panel reviews it, and then the company reviews it, and then we make a decision about thumbs up or thumbs down about whether we approve the drug for distribution into so this must have all gone through all the clinical trials, and so interesting.
It is interesting.
So it's going to be interesting to see where this is positioned. And like I said, since we still have people running around trying to harm us, it's obvious that the threat of bioterrorism is not thrown out yet.
I know.
We need to make sure that we protect ourselves with something that's relatively safe.
Yes. Yeah. I know. We still have to think about stuff like that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but we do. People don't like us. Not everybody likes us. We have to get that under our, we have to understand that. And I think this terrorist also, you know, the president made Jerusalem the new capital of Israel. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everybody's going to, that's going to be a dividing kind of thing.
Right.
So, you know, anytime you have anything that's happening that is going to tear people apart in terms of their ideology, you're going to have these people that don't like us. And
then you got to worry about protecting yourself. You got to do those kind of things. Yeah. Right. Well, today we talk about healthy holiday planning, and we are giving helpful tips to keep you on your healthy living journey. Joining us today is Allison Nguyen from The Winning Experience, a event planning company, and she is giving us tips on how we can plan a healthy and fabulous party. But first, let's talk about this article, D, Healthy Holiday Substitutions Can Help Your Heart. And you can find this on the Vicky Doe Fitness website. It says, try replacing sugar and butter with fruit.
We should be doing this all the time.
And vegetable oil. That's the key. All the time, right?
Yeah. Not just at
consistently.
Holidays.
And this will help you with sustainable healthy eating, right?
Right.
Exactly. One way to serve up a healthy Thanksgiving or a healthy holiday, Christmas dinner, New Year's, we got all those holiday season dinners to eat, is to use healthy substitutions in traditional recipes. And that's what we at Vicky Doe Fitness, we call those our holiday hacks, right?
Right. Correct.
Our holiday hacks. We like to tweak stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The American Heart Association advises us to, for example, use equal parts cinnamon flavored, no sugar added applesauce. I use a lot of applesauce.
Do you?
Great. Yes.
Oh, wow.
For when we went to, we did one of our holiday hacks cooking demo, and one of our, Isaac and I, one of our things that we showcased was sweet potato smoothie.
Oh.
And we use applesauce and then the regular, what you would put in a sweet potato pie, the ginger, the nutmeg, the cinnamon, and all that. But we use unsweetened applesauce.
Mm.
You see? And then we use unsweetened coconut milk as well.
Mm.
And it was awesome. So we want you folks go and look under the recipe.
And these are cooked sweet potatoes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. We roasted the potatoes and then we, you know, mashed them up and then put them into the smoothie.
Sounds delicious.
Yes.
I'm going to try that this week.
Yeah, go to the website, folks. Sweet potato smoothie.
Yes, 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 yes.
Sweet potato smoothie. But yeah, when you think about substituting, do no sugar added applesauce instead of butter. Mm-hmm. Low calorie sugar substitute instead of sugar. And low fat or skim milk instead of whole or heavy cream.
And I would say almond milk.
Yes. I would say you wouldn't even, some things you don't even have to, if you use the applesauce and fruit and stuff in your mix, you don't even have to do substitution type sugar. You don't have to do that. The low calorie sugar substitute. Like with our smoothie, we didn't use any sugar except what was naturally, and sweet potatoes, they
already have a natural sweetness.
Yes, they
to them
do
anyway, right?
Yes, they do. So baked goods,
duh, were, that's why they're called sweet potatoes.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We learned a little bit something.
We did learn something. Right.
So baked goods will also be healthier if you use half white flour and half whole wheat flour instead of only white flour, dried fruits such as cranberries, cherries instead of chocolate chips or candies, and extracts such as vanilla, almond, or peppermint to add flavor instead of the sugar or butter. And this is according to the American Heart Association news release. And when cooking, the American Heart Association suggests using vegetable oils such as olive oil, right? Instead of butter. I use olive oil all
I
the
do
time.
Too.
Even
too.
In my macaroni and cheese when I'm trying to tweak it down and it still tastes good.
Right.
So olive oil instead of butter, herbs and spices such as rosemary and cloves. And you really get into a lot of herbs too, don't you,
I
when
do.
You cook?
Lots of herbs and
for
spices.
Dishes instead of, you use these instead of butter and salt. Whole grain pastas and breads instead of white bread. It is also advisable to bake, grill, or steam vegetables instead of frying them. And this is what the heart experts say. And that's because we're trying to keep heart healthy during the holidays.
Right.
But here's the key. Even if you know, most people think, okay, well, I can't substitute you because it's going to make my... No. Even if you do this and think of ways to make things taste good, it tastes very good.
Right.
Yeah, so you can do this. And be sure, make sure you fill your plate. Don't forget to balance it.
We don't want it piled deep and high, which is what we say every holiday for everybody. Now, portion control, but that doesn't mean like pile it high as you divide your plate into sections.
Right. No.
Don't do that.
And don't go back 20 times.
No.
To get more and more, right? Balance it.
Try not to ask for a plate, too, to go home. Because you know you're going to eat that night.
Yes. Look, right after you get home.
Right after you get home.
So you just continue on your feast.
Exactly.
Right, you continue on your feast.
Exactly.
But yeah, so, you know, make sure that when you're filling your plate, you balance it with different foods. And the Heart Association suggests starting with a salad and vegetables. Make sure you exercise. This is when it's most important.
It is.
To exercise, mm-hmm. because you know that you are going to cheat a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And enjoy. So you got to make sure you're definitely exercising.
Right.
So, you know, go a family walk after the meal, you know, and play catch. Go to the gym. Make sure you do your workouts. Go downstairs. If you have a bike, do a 15-minute or 30-minute bike
right.
before you go to your function, right?
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the American Heart Association offers these stress management tips because you know we are just stressed out. To keep the stress under control, plan ahead. That will keep you from stressing out. Plan ahead what you gonna do, what they say, what you gonna do mm-hmm. at the party.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you don't go in and start grazing.
Right. And here's a tip. If you're gonna have wine or some of the alcohol, then you can't have sweets.
Right.
See what I mean? So you gotta switch out. You don't wanna have the wine and the alcohol plus all the sweets.
Right.
So you got to switch out. So you plan these things ahead of what you're going to do, and you focus on one thing at a time. Last but not least, we want to make sure that you take time to relax and meditate. If you didn't get a chance to do that present under the tree, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
It really is fine. Yeah,
that's okay.
It's fine.
Don't stress out. I'm trying to relax and do some stress management by not putting up all my decorations this year.
I just can't believe that.
But I don't know. It's not working.
Of course, I haven't done it for a couple of years. So this is really the first year that I've kind of gone back to
doing that. I just wanted
a little bit of festivity around.
Yeah.
Just a few lights here and there.
And I know my two daughters, when they walk in the house, if I don't have any trees and stuff up, they're going to have a heart attack. They're going to know what happened.
Yeah, when kids come home. Yeah, that's true.
But we'll think about it.
Yeah,
I just want to do a sabbatical,
mm-hmm.
but we'll see. I don't know if it's going to work or not.
It probably won't work. No, I can already tell you. It probably won't work, Vicky.
It won't work.
Mm-mm.
Our last article, you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
About creating a healthy living mm-hmm. plan for holidays.
Right. So as we all know, winter is a time of year when travel stress and holiday dinners run amok on your weight management program. And while some people may argue that this is a myth, it's important to note that this has been observed in a number of studies. And the holiday season is notoriously placed in the early phases of winter, when it is most inconvenient to get out of the house and spend some time in the gym. Like the last couple of days, you know, I swim every morning. It's been so hard to get up and do that because it's been so cold. I'm like, I can't do this. I just can't.
I know.
So the fat combined with stress, the stress of having to purchase gifts, plan family events, find suitable accommodations for visiting family, all while watching your budget tend to push Americans over the edge and into an abyss of overeating and sedentary activity. And those relatives that you know that don't get along with each other, and Aunt Sookie,
yes.
and Uncle Ned, and who's the drunk uncle that's going to mess up the party, who's going to start a political fight.
Oh, yeah, you got to think about all those things.
It reminds me of that movie with the clumps, with Eddie Murphy, you know.
Yes, yes.
So how can we avoid this? Create a plan, structure it. Even if you're in a current exercise program, chances are the chaos of the holidays causes you to lose the structure of your normal weekly routine. That started this week, so I got to
mm-hmm.
get back.
Got to get
the
back.
The structure
yes.
is part of what keeps your current weight management program on track.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, create a plan. This doesn't necessarily need to be an itinerary laid out on a spreadsheet, but some form of weekly routine that will allow you to budget your time wisely. The key to creating a successful plan is to develop it well in advance so that when you are getting close to the holidays, that doesn't become another stressor and ends up not getting accomplished. For example, I can give a little tip of what I have been doing. Is I'll have my gym bag all packed and ready so that when I get up, I'm not running around, because that's a deterrent. If you have to run around and find something, you just go, no, I'm not going to do that. So have your gym bag all packed and ready to go and have it by the door so that you jump up, put your clothes on, and you're out the door with your gym bag.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Portion leftovers. Okay, another way to avoid, we talked about that, to avoid overeating is to portion leftovers between the freezer and the refrigerator. A lot of the overeat that occurs during the holidays is due to boredom and access to large mass quantities.
Mass quantities
of turkey, chicken, ham, green bean casserole, or other leftovers in the fridge. Macaroni and cheese.
That's it.
Instead, you can freeze a lot of your leftovers and then reheat them. Finally, a third recommendation is to plan family outings. Like, get out, do some activities, walk, play some family sports. A common practice around the holidays is to have family-wide football games. These type of events are great in breaking up sedentary time with activity. Even if football isn't your favorite sport, you can have family basketball games, golf outings, hockey games. You can do some walking.
Yes.
Or even compete in yard games and stuff. Ultimately, the holidays tend to plant us in a couch with a fork in our hand, which leads to a very groggy and difficult return and overweight activity come mid-January. Avoiding this in November, December may be the boost you need to eventually lose the weight you want to lose or avoid gaining. I mean, basically, if most people can just maintain during the holidays.
That's a good thing.
If you can just maintain
and don't gain
and
weight.
Then come January the 2nd, then you haven't gained anything, you go, okay, this is a bonus.
Yes, indeed.
So these easy tips and recipes will help you stay healthy and mindful as you celebrate the holidays with friends and family. You can eat well and be well this holiday season with these tasty treats, party tricks, and simple strategies.
This is the Holiday Healthy Eating Guide that is recommended by the American Heart Association. And so this is really just a summary of that. So go ahead, Dee.
Yeah, just enjoy in moderation. Yes. Include lots of seasonal, colorful fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Slash unwanted calories with easy swaps and substitutions, like you just talked about. Mm-hmm. Navigate holiday parties like a boss. Sprinkle in opportunities to be active. And no mistletoe.
And no mistletoe, and no mistletoe at the party.
At the party.
That's a no-no. That will get you in trouble.
No mistletoe this year.
And then the next thing you know, you're fired. You don't have a job.
You're fired.
That's it.
You're fired.
Well, thank you, Dee.
You're so welcome.
And so, yes, I think that we have given some definitely important tips for navigating through the holidays.
I think so, too.
Don't you think?
I think so, too.
And so now at this time, let's listen to our interview with Allison Nguyen from The Winning Experience. Here with us today is Allison Nguyen. She's the owner of her event planning company, The Winning Experience. She is also the author of the ebook, So You Want to Be an Event Planner. Now, Allison Nguyen is joining us today to talk about her company and her book and to give us tips on how we can plan wonderful holiday parties and events without straying too far away from our healthy living goals. So how are you, Allison?
I am well. Happy holidays to you, Vicky Doe.
I know. Happy holidays to you. I know that you are just doing some elaborate and wonderful and fabulous parties up there, right?
Well, we certainly like to stay busy. The holiday season is a pretty busy time for us. One of the things that we do, we focus on corporate events. From that perspective, things are busy but winding down.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. So you are in the event planning business. So tell us more about your company, The Winning Experience, and how you got started doing event planning.
Well, The Winning Experience came about in a very sort of interesting way. And I say that because when I was younger, I always enjoyed planning parties or having get-togethers and being the orchestrator of those type of activities. After college, I actually started working for a bank and then went on to become a pharmaceutical sales rep. If anyone knows anything about sales, or if you know anything about sales, it's you have to be pretty mobile. And I was married and was considering having a family, and the promotable track probably wasn't going to be a good fit for my lifestyle. So we had moved to New Orleans.
Okay.
Met a wonderful guy. His name is Alden McDonald. He's president of Liberty Bank.
Uh-huh.
And I met him. He said, "Why don't you come in and see me? Talk about employment." And the entire time on my way to that meeting, I kept saying to myself, "I am not going to work for a bank. I am not going to work for a bank." And so once we had a conversation and he was like sort of putting an offer out there, and I just said no. He says, well, what do you want to do? And I said, "I want to plan your event." And that's how it all started.
Oh, wow.
It was just a matter of wanting to do it, but sort of afraid to do it, never stepped out there. But I come from a family of business owners, and I always knew I wanted to do it, and this is something that I loved. And you know they say if you do something you love, it will never feel like work. So
I know.
That was over 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's a outstanding story. So let me tell you, though, we always have events, and we always look up who we can get to plan our event. When I look you up, the winning experience, what will make your company unique? What will come out and just, I'll say to myself, hey, I have to have the winning experience. So tell us, what makes your company unique?
Well, we do a couple things I feel that makes us unique is that we look to create relationships with our clients. We, of course, will do a one-off event and perhaps never see that client again. But our preference is to build long-term relationships, because what that does, it really allows us to get to know our clients and understand their needs. Because when we plan events, there's always an end game, be it you are selling a product or you want somebody to feel a certain way or do something, there's always an action item. So the more that we work with our clients, the better we understand their end game.
Okay.
And it helps us to put together an event that really speaks to the client. We take the time to get to know them. But one of the things that is always key to clients is we look for cost-saving measures from start to finish. We look for ways to save our clients money, save our clients time, and we really focus on that. So
okay.
When we go in to talk to our clients, the very first question that we ask is, so what do you want? What is your end game?
Okay.
And tell us your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if we can have a conversation and fit those two things in together. And one of the things that we are not afraid of is saying no.
Okay.
Because we don't want to set up a client with expectations that we can't deliver.
That sounds pretty good, because, you know, sometimes I think people they're afraid to get a professional event planner, and they try to do a lot of these events themselves because they think that it's going to cost a lot more money to have an event planner. But you're saying that with your company, we'll actually probably save money because you're helping us to do savings and staying within our budget and all that good stuff. So is that correct?
Absolutely. And we will, you know, it's funny, the World Wide Web has been amazing, but it's also one of those double-edged swords, because people see all this fabulous stuff on the internet or on reality television, and they'll say, the Win Experience, or Allison, or another one of our team members, this is what I want. And we have to say, well, you can have that, because we all know you can have almost anything you want.
Right.
Maybe when it comes to events, I'm making reference to, if you're willing to pay for it. So one thing that we always say is, you know, sometimes a little is a lot.
Yeah.
You want it to be classy. You want it to be nice. So if you don't have the budget, let's look for ways to make it a very nice event, but an event that you can afford.
I would say, even though it is the holiday time, it's the holiday season, and folks may be trying to do stuff on their own still, you know, they're trying to plan their parties and events and do just simple get-togethers and so forth. They're doing all that. What are some are the do's and don'ts, though, to plan a successful and a fun loving and happy party or event?
Well, this, you know, this is a great time to plan an event because, one, you don't have to typically spend too much money on decor. Decor is one of those areas that gets to be pretty pricey because if you're hosting something in your home, chances are you've already decorated your home for the holiday, right? So, boom, your decoration's always already there. You don't really have to incur that expense if you already have that. And two, look at your menu. You know, people are getting away from having big, heavy meals like meatballs and fried chicken wings. And you don't have to do that. Well, you can go to your local market.
Okay.
There's probably a cheese shop there, right? Don't be afraid to ask. Ask for three or four cheeses that you could have. You can display on a nice board and get some whatever fruits in season.
Okay.
Get a little honey, go and get you some nice breads or some nice crackers, and don't try to have a full bar.
Okay.
Maybe just do wine. Do a nice red, do a white. There are so many wines to choose from at every price point these days. Go to your local wine store and ask. Don't be afraid to ask questions because that is such a cost savings there. You know, you have people who are there to help you. They work in these little stores or these little shops. Ask them and let them know your budget. Say, this is what I have. I need a nice red. I need a nice white. Go to your local bakery and get some nice little desserts. Again, let them know your budget. And if you want something aesthetically pleasing, let them know that I want something pretty. I want something, or I want it to taste, you know, taste is important. Use your senses, all five of your senses. Use them because that is what makes a party or an event fun. If it looks good, smells good, all those things, you hear nice music. Think about that when you're planning an event.
Does it pass the smell test?
Absolutely. I mean, there are certain things that will remain nameless in this conversation that you don't want people to smell when they walk in your house.
I know. Right? Not a good look, right?
I don't want to say chitlins, but I'll just say it.
Right.
That.
Oh, my goodness. You are so right. Oh, wow. So that will be part of what? The don'ts to do when you plan your successful fun party?
Absolutely.
So what are some other don'ts then?
Don't spin or don't do.
Don't do at your, if you're planning a party. And some of the things that we certainly don't want to do that will even affect our budget, don't you think?
Yeah, well, one of the things that comes to mind just straight off, like on top, especially now, during the holiday season, lives are very stressful now. Our communities, our towns and cities, I mean, we are all politically, there's just so many things happening in our world right now. And people just want to walk away from that, right?
Right. Like,
so one of the things that you don't ever want to do is bring up politics at a party.
Mm.
That is usually a pretty big thing that will just change the mood pretty quickly. You know, things like politics and religion are things that, you know, perhaps you should stay away from. But from a religious perspective, let me be clear, there are rituals and there are things that people do within their homes. Absolutely. That is not what I'm saying here, but sometimes you will have those people who just really want to get something started at a party.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful who you invite. I mean, there are people that you just have to invite to your parties, but take a look at your guest list. About what type of event you want this to be. And maybe some of the people that you could invite for another time may not be the time you want to invite that person to this particular party. All those things have to be managed. If you're having a dinner party, do place cards and make sure you pair people together, like sit people together who should be close to one another, right?
I know, because you can't, wouldn't that be terrible? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but you're those sitting... are things that you can manage. I mean, even in the corporate world, when we have dinners, even when you go to these big events where there are, you know, hundreds of people there, our clients typically will do place cards because it's important from a business perspective who you're sitting next to.
Okay.
You always have to keep those things in mind. It's really, you know, it's the details. In our business, We always say the devil is in the detail.
Okay, yeah, that sounds
something. Think about
something.
Things that are fun, that mm-hmm. bring you happiness and joy. This should be a joyful time of the year. And act accordingly. You know, you can't make everybody happy when you're planning a party. And so that may just be that person that doesn't get to.
They probably have to stay home, right? They got to stay on home.
Right.
Stay your butt home.
Yeah, this is a happy time.
And then especially in these days and times with politics, shoot.
Yes.
That, oh, no, 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 no. So, yeah, I can
maybe
see that.
Maybe Debbie Downer can't come to this party.
No, no, no. Because it's the yes. holidays. It's the ending of the year. It's festive. It's happiness. So, yeah, that the devil is in the details, even down to who you invite, right?
Absolutely. So just keep in mind your budget and be realistic. I mean, because parties can get out of control from a budget perspective pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, like, what you want your guests enjoy, eat, and drink. Again, be very realistic with your budget because it could spin out of control pretty quickly. And then, because you don't want the party to be over, now you're trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to pay for this?
I know.
And then think about who you're inviting. And you know a key thing for a great party? We always know that playlist.
That's it.
Yes.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, and you might want to say, we did an event a couple years ago, and we hired a hype team, and these were just dancers.
Okay.
Because we needed for this party, it was a fundraiser, but we needed for the party to be like fun and exciting and electric.
Okay.
So we had a hype team, and the hype team got everybody hyped, everybody on the dance floor. So if you have a house party and you have some friends coming over,
mm-hmm.
choose a couple of friends, say, hey, okay, I'm going to need for you to get the party started.
Oh, yeah, that
so
sounds good.
If that is something that you're wanting to do, have people dancing and having fun, yeah, call a couple of friends and get everybody hyped up.
That's a good idea. I got some hype friends that I'm thinking of.
Yes, yes, let them know.
Uh-huh. Okay, it is the holidays, and, you know, we always have to think about alcohol being served at our parties. And so what kind of precautions should we do as host to make sure that people who decide to drink alcohol at our party, that they do it safely?
Well, one of the things that you could do is limit the amount of alcohol that you will serve. And again, going back to your budget, you don't have to have a full bar, which includes wine, liquor, beer. Make the decision to say, okay, I'm going to do just wine. Or perhaps you'll create a holiday drink. And that would be just that one drink that perhaps has, you know, liquor, alcohol. One of the things that is always helpful is if you have a bartender, because that person can monitor who's drinking what. Sometimes you can go through an agency and hire a bartender, or perhaps you have someone that you know who
okay.
is responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to emphasize that, responsible, so that you as the host are not worried about who's drinking what or who has had what to drink.
Because
that person is sort of policing people and what they're drinking. And typically, if it's, we will do one bartender for every 75 to 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to try to do 75 because that keeps it things flowing pretty well. But that is, again, one of those budget things.
Okay.
Those are the two suggestions. One, limit what you serve, especially if you know your audience or know who will be attending and you have some concerns. And two, if possible, have a bartender.
Let's move on to your book. You wrote a book, and it's called So You Want to Be an Event Planner. Tell us a little bit about the book and then what inspired you to write this book.
I wrote So You Want to Be an Event Planner. It's not all glitz and glamour. It's been about a year and a half ago now, I think.
Okay.
And I'm a blogger, mm-hmm. so I do blogs related to events, and they are posted on the Winning Experience website. And I thought about all this information. I probably had over close to 400 blogs.
Oh, wow.
I was like, wow, I'm like telling all this information. I'm going to compile this and put it together, and perhaps it will be helpful, because I'm always running into people will say to me one or two things. When I say I'm an event planner, they will say to me, oh, I'm an event planner also. Or they will say, oh, I want to be an event planner.
Okay.
And for the folks who say that they want to be an event planner, I always say to them, make sure that you understand what you're getting into. Because one, event planning is a large, like this mammoth thing, because there are tons of events and different types of events that people plan or are hired to plan. Mm-hmm. And they see the glitz and the glamour. They see the parties. They see the celebrities. They see all of the fabulous foods, and they see the pictures of all those beautiful decor and beaches and lights and cameras, but they don't understand what goes into that. Because uh-huh. when we're working those big events, I mean, you're working 20 hours a day, and it's not glitz and glamour, because we're not hired for the glitz and glamour to be a part of that. We are hired to make everybody else look good.
Okay.
So, which means we're showing up in our jeans and our sneakers, and we're working very hard to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So people think that it's not about the work. They're thinking that it's about what they see.
Mm. So you're saying a lot of work goes into what you guys do then, huh?
Yes, a lot of work. And it can be very emotional, because clients become emotional. Mm. And then they transfer that emotion to you. Be it screaming at you, or like, what are you doing? Or and things always go wrong in our business, because we can't control everything. We can't control the rain. I mean, there's just so many things that we can't control, but we have to fix it. And when you go to an event and it looks perfect, I will be the one to tell you that it's not perfect, but you don't know that.
Okay.
So I wanted people to be prepared and to understand events. And so they wouldn't get into something that they thought was one thing because of the way that it looked versus what it really is. So that's what the ebook is really about, is what is an event planner? There's a part of the book that talks about, are you maybe born to be an event planner? And it looks at virtues of an event planner.
Okay.
That's how it came to be, just from conversations and talking to people. And I wanted to, so I just put together these ebooks to help people understand what this is from my perspective.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that every event planner has the same ideas and thoughts, but I thought it was important enough to say, hey, I'm going to put this in writing, and perhaps it could help somebody figure out if this is what they want to do.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to put that information on our website, because I think that'll be good. Because, you know, a lot of folks, when they decide to get into some type of profession, the first thing they do is to, you know, do the background check and see if they can find books of what others are doing, other folks that are like them, you know, have done. And so, yeah, it's good that you took the time to go ahead and to have a book like this out. So kudos to you, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thinking back of all the events that you've planned, I just, you know, because I know your personality, you know, you're just fun and all that. So I'm sure that you have planned some events that you put your touch to. And do you have some off the top, that a couple of events that you can think of that were really great, or some that, you know, had some memorable moments that you were like, oh, my goodness, I'm just curious.
Well, it's interesting, because we have had an amazing journey. I will say, I don't know, sometimes I really used to say to myself that, I mean, I just can't believe these things are happening to me, in the sense that I am in this space, in this moment. So I'm grateful for so many wonderful clients.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our clients is the Coca-Cola Company.
Mm-hmm.
And we have done so many different types of events for Coca-Cola. But a couple of things that really stand out, we used to do a consumer-based project.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that you've probably seen in like a market, like when a trip to here sponsored by someone.
Mm-hmm.
So Coca-Cola used to have a big program that was centered around Essence Music Festival in New Orleans. And what we would do is manage the consumer piece, and we are consumers because we buy the product.
Mm-hmm.
So we would call people, and I would call you and say, hey, Vicki, you won a trip to New Orleans to the Essence Music Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And folks would just scream and just do, I mean, like, no one would hang up on us or wouldn't believe us. And we used to love that.
Okay.
It was just raw emotion, just everyday people just going about their business. And we're saying, hey, you don't want a trip to New Orleans. And the trip was really amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The agency, the One Experience, we put together the packages. And so we would fly them to New Orleans. We would pick them up in a limousine, take them to a hotel. We would feed them. They would have spending money. I mean, people would be in tears of being just so overwhelmed, like with so much joy and happiness. And I mean, that's just something that you just cannot. I mean, sometimes it would come overwhelming, like that they will be so happy. Like, no one's ever done this for me. We would get letters.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
From consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So those things will always be special to us, because it was just a matter of making someone just so happy and so grateful and so thankful. And we just loved it.
I want to ask, though, you know, I'm trying to think of something to do at the Dough House. You know, we have our little holiday specials and so forth. I want to have you at least give me some tips, but to our audience, give us some tips on how we can have a successful holiday party, but still, you know, be healthy. Because, you know, I always try to be healthy with my maybe healthy appetizers and so forth. So what are some of your suggestions for that, to try to do that healthy twist to the party?
I think you asked me this question. I'm going to come back to that
here.
I know I don't have much time, but I think you may have asked about a pet peeve of mine.
Yes. What is a pet peeve? What's the pet peeve?
Uh-oh.
So let me ask that. Then what is, as a event planner, and you walk in and you invite it, what's your number one pet peeve that happens and you are telling people, don't you ever do this? Never, never, never.
Okay, and I will apologize to your audience right now if I step on any toes.
Uh-oh.
My one absolute pet peeve is artificial flowers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. If this is the one thing, and that's closely followed by linen that is wrinkled. So, artificial flowers and linen are just two things that will just, like, get under my skin, like, instantly. And I am so sorry to your listening audience, but that is, I mean, fresh flowers are so easy to get these days, and they're very reasonable. There are plenty of places you can get them, and it makes such a difference.
That means I got to throw out my artificial rolls and things. And
Yes.
Did you see any artificial?
Yes.
Don't tell people at my house. I do real flowers too. So I don't have any flowers unless they're real. But then I have to be careful because I'm allergic to everything. But yeah, I didn't realize that would be a pet peeve, huh?
Yes, and a couple of things to leave you with as far as, you know, hosting something in your home or in your office. If you are in your office, always be respectful of other people. And create an environment that's inclusive, that is friendly and warm, and you really can't go wrong. And from a healthy tip, stay away from the heavy foods and the heavy sauces. There are so many options now, because I think our diet is now, for some people, is on the forefront of what people are thinking. So healthy food is accessible these days. And there are a lot of places you can go now, like from the farm to the table, little, like, individual farms and, you know, stands where you can buy fresh fruit. Just look, Google. You can just go online and Google recipes for healthy parties. We do a lot of fresh vegetables and fruits at our events. We try to stay away from the heavy foods and meats. And if we do a meat, we try to make it a lean meat.
Okay.
As the budget allows. So look for ways to cut calories and dance. Oh, my gosh, dance. Have dance music there. Have somebody come in, do some line dances, teaching people how to move around.
That sounds good.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. And then you're getting your exercise on, too. So
yes, absolutely, because I wear my Fitbit, because Vicky Doe Fitness keeping track of my steps.
You better believe it. Tell me also, you know, yeah, you've given us tips and things on what we can do for our own stuff, but suppose we don't want to have hassle. We don't want to have a hassle of trying to plan and do all these things ourselves. So if a person wants professional help and they need to try to, you know, choose the right event planner, what are some things you would say that they must look for? What are some suggestions that you say?
My very first suggestion is called the winning experience, or go online to thewinningexperience.com and contact us. We are a national agency.
Okay.
We work across the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I, of course, had to get my plug in there.
Of course,
but
of course.
When you are looking for a planner, the one thing that's so important is that you be transparent. The planner says, yes, we can do that. Ask for some references. Event planning can get expensive. So ask for references. Find out how long they've been in business. Ask the questions, just like with any other business. Get some background. Because, again, as I mentioned about, we were talking about the ebook, people would always say, I'm an event planner. Every other person seems to be an event planner these days, but every other person is not an event planner, and every other person doesn't do it well. So it's important that you ask the questions and let them know what you're looking for.
Tell us then, what's your website? How can we get in touch with you? You were saying?
You can find us on the website at thewinningexperience.com, and that's thewynning experience.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram, like us on Facebook. And I can also give you a telephone number.
Okay.
That is 866-545-9143. 866-545-9143. Those are the many avenues that you can connect with us. As I mentioned, I'm a blogger, and the blogs are posted on the Winning Experience website. There's also a contact page on the website. And if you have a question, certainly you can always send me information through the website. I will answer the question. And again, if you are looking for an event planner, please consider the Winning Experience.
Allison, this was just a wonderful talk. I'm so glad that you called in. As we end, what are some tips that you would give, just a couple of tips that you would give for us when we are going through our holiday seasons, you know, our holiday season with our events and so forth? What kind of tips you would leave us with that we need to remember?
The first tip is have fun and enjoy. Event planning, from a personal perspective, when you are planning your event, try not to overthink it. Less is oftentimes more, and just have fun. It's been, as you mentioned, it's been a long year. It's time to relax and celebrate and enjoy each other's company. Have a glass of wine, a toast to the new year. Be safe.
Yeah, that sounds good. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's time for me to relax, girlfriend.
Yes, me too. Yes, indeed. Cheers to the holiday season and a wonderful 2018.
Yes.
And let's hope that the next year will be filled with more love and respect for one another.
Yes.
And certainly good health.
And good health. That's it. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this ends our show, Dee. Do you have some tips that we should think about?
Yeah. You know, with our friend Allison's interview, The Wonderful Winning Experience, I think some do's and don'ts, just to highlight a few. Don't spend too much money.
Yes.
Don't have big menus. Now people are eating more healthy foods, not the big heavy meatballs and chicken wings.
And all the creams and things.
I like the idea of using all five senses. If it looks good, smells good, tastes good. And she talked about how lives are already very stressful. Don't bring up politics.
Don't bring it. Don't you dare.
Don't you dare. Up politics. And lastly, look at your guest list, because you want it to be an enjoyable evening. You want everybody to have fun. And I think one of the things that certainly hit home with me, because everybody knows I love to do it, have that playlist so that you can dance, dance like nobody's watching you.
Yes, I love it. Yep. I love it. We are so glad that Allison Wynn got a chance to come to our show all the way from Chicago.
Chi-Town.
Yes, from Chicago. Yep. And last but not least, don't have artificial flowers.
Oh, right.
That's her pet peeve, she said.
That is her pet peeve. No artificial flowers.
Go on and get the real thing, folks.
And you really can. You know, grocery stores have them now.
Yes.
You know, and they're not very expensive at all. And that just adds an extra special touch to your event.
Yes, it does. And we want to wish everyone happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Right, Dee? Yes, absolutely.
And as always, for more information, go to our website, www.vickidofitness.com. And remember, if you have any questions, comments, or just something to say, tweet us, email us, go on Facebook, and share with us your thoughts.
You've been listening to It's All About Health and Fitness with Dr. Vicki Hayward-Doe and Dr. Virginia Banks Bright. Vicki Doe is owner of Vicki Doe Fitness, a multimedia health and wellness forum, a place to discuss, learn, and participate in healthy living. You can get in touch with Vicki by email at info@vickidofitness.com.